your size is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy Two Stars.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast talking about TV, food, movies, comics, TV shows, general geek news.
Oh, we're spitting some hot fire over here.
We're spitting some real hot fire.
You're like the Micro Machine Man.
Or Jay Easy.
Jay Easy.
Or Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap. Wap.
Man, when is the last time you thought about the Micro Machine Man? Is he alive?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Oh, we gotta Google his ass now. So he was on, like, reading commercials and stuff,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he was.
So, Weezer is here with us today. So
hey, everybody.
Howdy, Weezer.
How's it going?
It's been a while.
It has been a while. I feel like it's just been since yesterday.
Well, you saw me yesterday, and every time we record... Every time you're with me, it's like we're recording.
It's like we're recording because you're a podcast. And you have microphones everywhere. Microphones in your pants. Microphones in the walls. Microphones in your glasses.
You ever get this weird feeling of deja vu? I'm having this deja vu, man. It's weird.
Micro Machine Man.
I got him.
Oh, you got him?
John Moshida Jr. Yeah.
Is he Japanese?
No, he's just some like Italian.
He's 62 years old, and he's alive and well.
Also known as Motor Mouth.
Motor Mouth. Heck yeah. Is that a nickname or a stage name?
Motor Mouth.
It's his adult name.
It's his adult movie name.
He's best known for his rapid speech delivery. He appeared in the Micro Machine commercials and an ad for FedEx.
We're just talking about, like, this is really fast. You don't even know where he's going to go with this and all the side effects and other things like that.
That was good.
That was really good. You didn't say much, but that was really good.
I was like, I'm running out of things to say.
He's credited in the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's fastest talker with the ability to articulate 586 words per minute.
Per minute?
Holy crap.
That's amazing.
Steve Woodmore, who spoke 637 words per minute, broke his record. And then another guy, Sean Shannon... He spoke 655 words per minute. He holds the record now, Sean Shannon.
How can they, like, count that many words in 1 minute? I just have someone's like...
They just have to slow it way down.
This is all I'm going to talk about.
How do you think he learned to talk that fast?
Police station, fire station, restaurant, service station, and more. Perfect pocket portables to take any place. And there are many miniature playsets to play with, and each one comes with its own special edition Micro Machine vehicle and fun, fantastic features that miraculously move. Raise the voltage at the airport marina, man the gun turret at the army base, clean your car at the car wash, raise the toll bridge. And these playsets fit together to form a Micro Machine world. Micro Machine pocket playsets, so tremendously tiny, so perfectly precise, so dazzlingly detailed, you'll want to pocket them all. Micro Machines and Micro Machine pocket playsets sold separately from Galoob. The smaller they are, the better they are.
You would think he'd be like a millionaire. Like, why did he disappear?
Yeah.
Bro, 62. He should be doing commercials for tampons.
Maybe he got Parkinson's disease.
And him and Michael J. Fox are just hanging out with their shaky self.
I'm going to talk to you about Micro Machines again.
So
that's a stroke. That's not Parkinson's disease.
In addition to his commercial for Federal Express, Machida completed over 750 television and radio commercials. Minute Rice, Quality Inn, Northwest Airlines, Olympus Camera, Mattel, Post Cereals, Tiger Games, Continental Airlines, Burger King, ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, HBO, Micro Machines, and JetBlue.
Man.
So do you think he charges by the word?
He's like...
That's why he crams as much word in as he can per commercial?
If I meet him, I'm like, hero,
like,
you can shove a lot of words in your mouth. Can you put a lot of other things in your mouth? Like baked beans?
He'd be like... I didn't think that's where you're going. I think you're going to say something else.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
That's not the first time I've been asked that question. People ask me that all the time when they see me.
So do you think when other people talk, he sees them in slow motion?
He's like the Flash. It's like everything is so slow.
He has to be the most impatient person in the world.
Look at the point. I'm tired of sitting here waiting. I'm just trying to sit here and try to think about what I'm trying to say, but you can't want to finish your sentence.
Hi, my name is... I'm bored.
I'm bored. Yes, I already looked it up on Google. Your name is Ted Fred Jarman. You're from Arizona. You can speed this up. I don't have time for this.
So what would a conversation between him... and Pee Wee Herman sound like? Because they're both what? 80s, like.
That's so random.
Like, both 80s stars. So let's say he goes on the Pee Wee Herman show, right? And the word of the day is micro machine. Okay. So Pee Wee's got to introduce his special. So micro machine guy John Machida rings the doorbell because he comes to visit. And the rest is Pee Wee.
Hey, Mikey! You come to go hang out on my show today? Yeah, I'm going to talk about Okay, you need to stop because I can't keep up with these things. Okay, you said micro machine how many times? I'm sorry, I'm getting a headache. Pee-wee, you got to catch up with him because I'm going all over the place because you don't even know what to do. Make it like a high, make it like a high, high, high,
that's pretty good.
I can only do it for like 10 second bursts. How does he do that?
Yeah. That's awesome. Pretty crazy. So if there was a commercial that he could be in now, like what nowadays product would you like to see him?
It would have to be like some type of prescription medication for
Zoloft.
Erectile dysfunction.
So many side effects.
Viagra.
Side effects may include unwanted toe bleeding, unwanted erect butt bleeding, unwanted.
You know that he would have to get a script where he reads it and is like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it so fast, nobody knows.
He's sitting there, like he's sitting in the living room, and he's sitting like on the floor playing with micro machines. And his wife comes in, and she's just like sitting there staring at him. And are you just going to sit there and play with your micro machines every day? And he's going to be like, Jenny, you know, ever since I've had the problem.
The
gift.
The gift. It's not a problem, it's a gift.
It's my old age, I can't talk fast anymore.
You know,
I
he
can't
probably
do
has
other
a,
things either.
His wife is probably doing okay.
And so then he takes the pill, and she's like, well, try one of your Viagra, Mike. And then he's like, oh, this happened really good. I feel really strong, and I can perform really well now for you. No, we can talk fast again. I can also perform in other ways.
Yeah.
And they both look at the camera and wink.
Right. Viagra for the mouth.
It's not only for your erectile dysfunction, it's for your mouth dysfunction. What do you think, Tom? What's another product he could...
What's another product?
That was the question.
That's what I thought. The product.
What if he did like narration for like a Flash trailer?
He just describes everything that's happening
that
in the
Flash
split
is
second.
Doing. That's funny.
What if he did like what was that Penguin movie with Morgan Freeman?
So they like spin it.
So it would take like 15 seconds.
Look at the back of the here. Look at them run over there. Look at them. Oh, this one's holding an egg over there. But then the women go around. They go have to go eat. But provide the males. The males actually stay there and they hold the eggs the whole time during winter. So then we females actually provide. For them.
Now can you do that again? But in Morgan Freeman's voice.
Oh man, there's no way.
There was a time in life when I was ever talking about the Penguin. And the women go out, they provide food for the animals. They have the eggs, and the whole winter they have to build up a thick layer of belly fat so they keep the wings warm.
That's good, man.
Do you think he's like the superstar of auctioneers?
Oh my gosh, they're probably like, when he comes down, he's like, you need to do our auction for us. You can make each thing worth
$1 million. I would think if he had like a side job now after he retired, he'd probably an auctioneer.
Go to my sold $50,000. 50? I thought it was only $20. $50,000. How did that happen?
You would think that with like retro things being so popular nowadays that they try to bring
pop
it back.
Yeah.
I want to say like when they did the I Love the 90s and Love the 80s, he was like one of the little segments where he would talk about like random stuff.
Oh, okay.
I love that show. Such a cool show.
I think he should have taken Billy Mays' place.
Forget Anthony Sullivan, that British douche.
And that's not all.
That's not all I'm going to do.
All right, so what we were actually going to talk about today, other than micro machines.
Oh, were we talking about something else? It's a blur at this point. Feel like at this point we just have Mike just kind of reiterate what we were all talking about, so we got back to where we were. So first we were talking about this, then we were talking about that, and we went on to this, and we went on to this tangent, and we went on this tangent over here.
I wanted to make sure we went over and covered the two brand new trailers that came out
recently.
So, they're pretty awesome movie trailers. First one came out about a week ago, and it was the Justice League trailer, Tom. Da, 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 da. Weezer, have you seen the Justice League trailer?
I have seen the Justice League trailer.
Boom.
Boom.
It was Justice League-y.
Yes.
There was so much justice, so many leagues.
They just formed together. They were spraying
justice all over a lawn with their justice water sprinklers.
The guys were all over the lawn.
So what was your favorite part about the trailer, Tom?
I liked the fact that it really seems like they're accenting like Arthur Curry a lot, Aquaman.
Yes, a big lot of focus on
and
Aquaman.
I think Jason Momoa is he's a badass. So I think he's going to be pretty awesome seeing him get in action.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a monstrous mountain of a man.
They really.
I want to see him pick up a shark and throw it at someone just for funs.
I want to see a scene where he just like sicks up the 100 sharks on people.
Awesome. I want to see it too now.
I think my favorite part is probably when Flash got in the car with Batman. And he's like, what's your superpower? And Bruce Wayne goes, I'm rich.
I'm rich. Oh, that's right. I missed the part where he said that. I just saw him hear him respond.
That was pretty good. I like that. And I liked everything Batman, the whole beginning of it, and the swooping down and stuff, the Batmobile. The end scene with Aquaman in riding on top of the Batmobile.
Which pretty leaps sweet. Off. Yeah.
How about you, Weezer? What Cyborg was your favorite part of the trailer? Too. What are you most excited about?
My favorite part of the trailer was... Oh, goodness gracious. I don't know.
Things and stuff.
Did you like the music?
The music was really good. I thought the direction of the trailer was done really well. And it wasn't done so much like... Because a lot of times in trailers, especially with action movies or anything, it'll be really short clips. And the trend has been where you can't even comprehend what's happening. Because it's like 0.2 seconds of a clip to a clip to a clip to a clip. And I think they did a really good job of letting certain clips breathe without giving it away.
Mm-hmm. I agree, yeah. They did show a lot of fast stuff, but it didn't seem like you were seeing the whole movie again.
Right.
Like they've been doing a lot. I agree with that. It definitely seems like they're continuing with the dark and gritty tone, though. Which a lot of people were hoping they were going away from.
Really?
Because of Batman v Superman. But it definitely seems like they're keeping with that tone.
I think they're going to redeem it.
It's directed by Tim Burton, isn't it?
I hope so. No.
That's what it looked like.
No.
That's a joke.
That's
how dark it was. It's okay. Not all of
them. I think it's Scott Snyder still. Or who directed Batman v Superman? It was Scott Snyder, wasn't it?
Sure.
Can you imagine if Tim Burton directed it?
You know he's making a Disney movie, right?
Another Dumbo, one? Yep.
Dumbo.
No!
He's making a Dumbo movie.
Live
action Dumbo movie.
That's amazing.
I'm Timothy Mouse.
And I'm going to kill you.
One thing I noticed is the trailer.
Fly, fatso, fly.
Is there was no Superman.
There was not one.
Not even a reference of Superman.
Lois Lane was in it. They showed a quick cut of Amy Adams.
Lois was in it, yeah. What I'm really... Zack Snyder, that's who it was. Scott Snyder's a comic book writer. What I was really hoping for was, in Batman v Superman, is the movie being very dark and gritty, but Superman being, like, the lightness and brightness of the movie. So I hope that they do that in the Justice League. Like, it's dark and gritty, but then when Superman makes his return, the whole movie just gets brighter.
Yeah. I think they will, because with Superman... I mean, it's not just a person. Like, he brings a character about him, too.
Yeah.
So I think they'll do that when they introduce the character, too.
What are you scared about? Anything in the trailer make you scared or nervous? Like,
They hinted at the bad guy. I don't really know what it was. It looked like some kind of...
Parademons.
Parademons
are...
I know what parademons... I didn't see what it was. It just happened so quick. It was like, they're already here or something like that. But I didn't really see what Wonder Woman was talking about. So I was hoping, like, the next trailer they come out with is just going to be like, this is everything that's bad. Yeah. The bad guy, this is what he looks like, this is what he does. Done.
That'd
Don't need
cool.
to see the movie. That wouldn't be cool. That would suck.
So if they just keep it at parademons, they don't even tell you who the bad guy is?
I think it'd be fine to just have, like, parademons or one, like, head parademon. Because obviously that means Darkseid's coming.
Yeah.
There's this moment in the trailer where Flash turns to the left and he smiles.
Okay.
And I think he's smiling at Superman.
Oh.
Oh.
I think he's off camera.
Okay.
Wink.
That's a good theory. Because he's like, hey, what's up, sexy?
Yeah.
What's up, super sexy?
You're nice in that blue spandex with no underwear over you.
I want to boing your curl.
I just had a flash of my own, if you will. Flash you right now. Flap.
What do you think about the choice they're picking for Barry Allen? A lot of people are still bitter that they're not keeping with the continuity of the TV show.
I think it's fine because this guy looks like he could play like the sarcastic, witty Barry.
Yeah, he looks like he has Down syndrome, though. Sorry! Which isn't a bad thing. Like,
yeah, but in your context, it wasn't a good thing.
If they wanted to cast Barry Allen with Down syndrome, like, I'd be cool with it. Just not scratch off.
What the hell, bro?
Okay, I'm going to pitch an idea to the Marvel writers out there.
That's part of my charm, right?
An entire superhero movie with Down syndrome actors.
So the Special Avengers?
That'd be amazing.
That'd be incredible.
The Special Olympic Avengers?
No, just the Special Justice League. Okay. I mean, it would be interesting.
That'd be cool.
I'd go see it. I hope I don't mock it.
No, millions would go see it.
They would.
Millions.
Yeah.
Out of pity and...
I'm not gonna lie, I don't like the Barry of the TV shows.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's okay for TV.
Yeah.
But when you're doing a movie that's gonna be as dark and intense as the Justice League...
I don't think you'd fit into
no,
that.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Because it's more of a poppy, kind of colorful show, and it's gonna be so dark. You're right, you just changed my mind. And I don't like that you can't understand Wonder Woman at all, because she sounds like she's from...
She's foreign.
I don't like foreign people. Okay.
I'm going to build a Wonder Wall. Okay.
People with
Down
syndrome.
That's what that
syndrome.
Song's about. Is to keep Wonder Woman out of the country.
Down syndrome people and Wonder Woman. Got to keep them out of the movies. Okay. Sean Hannity and I, we don't like these people in our movies. My Wonder Woman over there, she's going to stay out of my movie. Okay. My Down syndrome over there, he's going to stay out of my movie.
That's my Down syndrome right there.
That's what I sound like today.
A little bit.
All right, so Justice League, did they give a release date yet? Like an official release date?
I didn't pay attention to that.
I thought it said like coming soon or something.
I don't think they gave an official one either. What was the second trailer? Tom, you lead this one. What was
the second trailer was Spider-Man Homecoming Trailer 2.
Amazing, right? How good does it look?
So it looks a lot better. Definitely focused a lot more on him being Spider-Man and doing Spider-Man things, which is really awesome. So they got him again with the wisecracking and like, hey, look at me! And he's like doing his Peter Parker sassy whippy thing. But also at the same time, they have this trailer also focused a lot on his struggle with Tony on trying to do, like he's trying to live up to this expectation he thinks Tony's putting on him. And Tony's like, no.
Yeah,
you need to just do this and don't worry about that.
That one quote. Where Peter says...
He's like, give me the suit.
He's like, I'm nothing without the suit.
If you need the suit, you are nothing.
I thought that was pretty awesome.
Boom.
You know why I like that?
Which is funny, because Tony...
Exactly.
Come on, Tony.
It shows his character development.
Yeah, because
from the first movie all the way to now. And it really... Just in that one sentence, it describes his whole story arc of his character.
It's true.
I think they gave too much away in the trailer.
Think so?
They did give away.
They gave away a lot. In the
big vulture moment.
I really hope that Tony's only in like the first 20 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
He comes in, they do all that, he takes the suit away, and then the whole movie's about Spider-Man having to earn the suit back and fight these bad guys, and then at the end, Tony comes back and gives him an iron suit.
Iron Spidey suit.
Oh, Iron Spider.
I think what they should do is like there's in the beginning somewhere he's like walking around like the Avengers Tower. And they like pan over, and he's like, "Ooh, what's that cool suit?" And it's like, "He's like, oh, you weren't supposed to see that yet." And it was the Iron Spider suit, and he like hides it.
Oh,
I think that'd be cool.
That would be cool. So it looks. How many villains did you count?
So there's Shocker, there's Vulture.
I heard somebody had said three, but I didn't see a third.
Venom movie they've announced is coming out next year, so they might introduce
Eddie Brock.
It's my guess.
They didn't show a Shocker costume.
No, they just showed him like getting punched by this guy in a gauntlet into the school bus. Also, we still don't know who our J. Jonah Jameson is. That's like a key character.
They haven't really said that, have they?
I think they should just bring J.K. Simmons back. He should just be J. Jonah Jameson until he's dead.
I would love that.
That'd
he's already
amazing.
How this is jumping back to Justice League. how great was he as Commissioner Gordon for that?
I think he was like perfect.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Somber commish. The morality to judge his Batman.
So Justice League comes out November 17th, 2017, and Spider-Man Homecoming comes out in July.
July, May, July. There's going to be some good movies this summer.
There is for sure going to be a lot of good movies.
We got Guardians. And
Guardians does come out. Yep.
May, the first weekend
Wonder
of
Woman
May.
Wonder comes Woman out comes in May, out. Too.
Just a law.
I think Wasp and Ant-Man come out this year, too. No, that's 2018.
I don't think so. The only movies on the docket this year are Thor, Spider-Man,
Ragnarok. And
the one I just said.
Looked like you had a question there, Weezer. You
were no question. No question.
Just answers.
I don't know. I think trailers are trailers are supposed to tease you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like they gave away too much.
You gave away too much?
I'm just a little bitter about it. Because there was a moment where you see Spidey and Iron Man come into the same picture.
Yeah.
So you know that they're going to be...
Iron Man saves the day.
Iron Man saves... There's a moment where Spidey's like pulling together these two huge things of metal. Like, that's probably going to be the moment of friction that you don't know if he's going to make it, quote. And then you also see, I don't know, is it Mary Jane?
I don't know. Zendaya.
No, Zendaya is a different character. I forget what they called her. In the trailer, too?
Yeah, they were, like, kissing.
She playing a different character. I like the fat, chubby friend idea.
Yeah, that's funny.
They stole that idea from the Spider-Man.
Leviticus was the character, right?
Hey, Mexican friend.
Marvel, if you need more chubby Mexicans, we got one for you.
I heard they're in high demand, so we got one for sale.
We have some chubby white guys, too. It's kind of our thing.
They're
kind of
selling out,
market
though.
Chubby guys. Chubby any guys. Chubby chasers? You want some chubby guys? We got chubby guys over here.
You're right.
They're just, not Weezer, though. Weezer's a skinny guy.
I mean, if that's your thing.
Every chubby guy group got to have one skinny guy. Right.
It's just, you have to have that dichotomy. We don't have a black guy yet.
The token
We're still
guy.
Looking. If you got a
we can't get a black guy until you had a skinny guy.
That's true. So now that we've got
this
when
a black guy comes in, we'll be like, hey, you guys got a skinny guy? And then,
then Quagmire shows up, apparently.
That was a good Chris Rock impersonation.
That was my goal.
That's my question, Chris Rock. And the fingers, that's all part of it, too.
Chris Rock doesn't speak English. No. He just...
My favorite stand-up comedy...
I mean, what are you talking about?
My favorite stand-up comedian impersonation you do is Aziz Ansari. Have you heard
what?
Of him?
What?
This is effing bull.
What? You guys!
That's good. Yeah, they should put him in the Aladdin Randy. Disney movie.
Oh, it hurts!
You didn't cast it? Yeah, because they're releasing now that... So, they have 20 remakes planned. They announced 20? The other day.
I heard Mulan, Aladdin... That's it.
Between now and 2025, there's supposed to be 20 total. Which is a lot, and I don't even know...
So, what do you think they should
movies?
Be?
Well, Lion King's definitely been announced. Dumbo's been announced.
How is
Aladdin's
that going to be live action?
Announced.
That's going to be all CG.
Yeah,
I think Hercules.
I
think Hercules,
they could do
that.
Hercules. They could do Aladdin. They're probably did they? They already did Cinderella. Already did Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
Snow White is
Snow
one.
White.
Snow White. They'll do
Bambi.
Yep.
Did you see the Funny or Die one with
the Rock?
No,
yeah.
That's SNL.
Yeah,
that
was
SNL.
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Pocahontas.
Toy Story? That would be legit. I would love live action Toy Story, man.
I could see them. If they're going to do Lion King, they're going to try to do Aristocrats.
What if they did Fantasia?
Whoa.
That'd be.
With like dancers and crocodiles.
Yeah.
And they get their leg bit
this
off.
This week's Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Fantasia.
The crocodile.
Dancing
from Fantasia.
With the Stars is on ABC, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That just makes me think of Dave Chappelle. His new stand-up, have you guys seen it? Amazing.
It's
on
so
Netflix.
Good. Yeah.
So he's talking about a part where it's like, you know, I'm still relevant. Like, I haven't gotten the call yet. Dancing with the Stars, Dave, you ready? He's like, nope. Yep. Click. So, when you reach the Dancing with the Stars phase, it's pretty much like,
I watched the first, like, 10 minutes of it, and I think I heard him do that little shtick. And him saying that if I'm doing Dancing with the Stars, you know my career is over.
I'm done. I've given up.
You watched the whole thing?
I watched both.
I think we all knew his career was over after Half-Baked.
The Chappelle Show.
When he walked away.
Like 10 years.
Yeah.
It was 10 years ago, yeah.
I just have never found Dave Chappelle funny.
Oh, he's hilarious. I love Dave Chappelle.
I think he's okay. He's like, funny. I don't think he's great. There's a lot of other greater people. Not people.
What do you mean, greater people?
Not people, Dave.
Don't take that the wrong way, Dave.
We're still hanging out this weekend, right?
Me and you, Dave, hanging out. Port Charlotte, Florida. Come on down, buddy.
He probably does live here.
He probably does. I can see him coming to our local comedy theater.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to look for some more geek news.
He would probably open up for that guy with Tourette's.
There's a guy with Tourette's?
Really? Yeah.
I want to see that now.
The guy with Tourette's that does stand up and he always comes here and like...
I have not seen that or heard of that.
And he can't help it, but... He'll, like, be talking and then just go, like, in the middle of his thing.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool.
And he makes fun of it,
though. Bomb Saget! Yeah.
So, guys, I'm going to use the rest of our podcasting time to do some shameless self-promotion.
All right.
Boom.
Cool. Okay. Go for it. That's it. So, thanks for listening.
Tom and I are starting to do loot crating unboxing videos. So if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, go on to our YouTube channel, Deep Fried Geeks, and check it out. We're going to be having a new Loot Crate boxing video drop in the next couple... Probably by the time you're listening to this, we will have it out. And we do a Loot Crate unboxing of the Marvel Loot Crate. So, hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
We're doing 3 Loot Crates total, right?
Yeah, so far, unboxing. Yeah. So we got Gaming Crate, Loot Gamer, Loot Regular Loot Crate, and then Marvel Goods.
And Marvel Goods. So, the Marvel Goods, is that the one you're most excited about, you think?
Yeah. This one was pretty good. I mean, I was expecting a little better, but it was pretty cool.
Oh, you're a little disappointed?
A little bit.
So, watch the Loot Crate unboxing video to see Tom's disappointment and where he starts crying in the middle of the video.
Or do I?
But most importantly, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Hey, Weezer. Are you subscribed to our YouTube channel?
I am subscribed to your YouTube channel.
Yes!
And I have a question for you, Matt, man. If you were going to do a loot crate and you had to send something to people across the country, what would you send them?
Well, like if we had a
DFG crate?
Yeah.
So for Christmas, we did the DFG crate. We called it the doggy bag crate. And we sent a guy who won in Fort Myers a box. And I sent him some food stuff. So I would send people food, like some crazy, like Chinese foods, like squid chips or something weird, like candy flavored stuff. I would send them an autographed picture of the deep fried
naturally,
geeks,
yeah.
Some kind of hot action figure, and maybe like my blood in a vial or something like.
I think that makes sense.
Like old school, kiss.
Little bit of pee.
Yeah. You know, Kiss when they printed their first comic book, they have a page in their book where they. In the printer, in the ink, they dropped their blood drops in the ink. And so, in that one page, it's printed with Kiss blood. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
So we could do something like that. We could get, like, cool. A Deep Fried Geeks picture, and we could all put drops of our blood and semen.
If anything.
Right. Yeah.
It's a whole mixture of fluids.
What would you put in the box, Tom? Like, what would you add to it?
What would I, like, besides
some beard,
DNA?
Some beard trimmings?
Some beards, yeah. Some maybe... Maybe a finger. I don't know.
A finger?
Yeah. I mean, I got ten crates worth of fingers here.
You can
only
send it to 10 people.
It's a limited quantity.
I think if we had our own box.
Or if you got some janky toes, maybe 20.
Sure to pop. Little frostbite got that one. Well, that wasn't so bad.
I think if we had a box, we'd have to have something from each of us in it. So, like, I pick something, you pick something, Weezer picks something, Leviticus picks something, and Larry picks something.
Okay.
Because that's the main core. Because you got Avenger and stuff like that, too. But I think you have the main core of us, and we all add something in. And I think that would be the special, perfect Deep Fried Geek crate.
We could all put a little bit of saliva in a vial, and then it'd be like a game. Guess whose saliva this is.
This one smells like IPA. Tweezer.
This one smells like bacon. Must be Madman.
Madman,
this one smells like...
Tacos?
This one smells like tacos. Must be Leviticus. This one smells like basic bitch. Starbucks. Must be Larry.
I was going to say, smells like Ed Sheeran. Oh, wait. She kept that one. It's spit, man.
So make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Also, drop us a line on iTunes. Comment on our podcast on there. Leave us a 5-star rating. And you can check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Right, Tom?
Yes, you can. Deep-fried geeks all the way.
Deep-fried geeks all day, every day, right?
Boom, shaka, boom.
You can also email us if you have any questions. DeepFriedGeeks.com. Hey, DeepFriedGeeks@gmail.com. Hey, Weezer, you want to sign us out?
Oh, I would love to sign us out.
Oh, yeah. That's
I'd that. Love to sign us out so much that my sinuses would love to sign us out. So you know what to do. Keep calm and
geek on. Yeah.